This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and my boyfriend is out of town, so is there anybody I can get drunk and complain about my career to?
I don't know. I'm Brandy Posey, and my favorite American tall tale is the woman who went to Buffalo Exchange, and they took all the clothes she was selling.
I'm Tess Barker, and of course I believe in alien life, because have you ever, like, really looked at a swan?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady. Lady to Lady.
Everybody, Lady to Lady, coming to you from Tess Barker's living room.
I am digging this. This feels cozy. Nice.
Yeah,
right?
Sitting on the leather couch, fucking chilling out. The dogs are in here licking themselves.
You guys are getting like a little glimpse into like my, this is my happy place.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a good place.
Yeah, couple of dog butts in the corner. I love it.
That's all I want in life.
Dog butt makes everything better.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's like a dog haunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dog butts. Man, it's a hot one.
Do we
like
have any plugs?
50 inches from the, get it? Midday sun. Right, guys?
It's funny because I did my Santana joke on either the last podcast or the next one.
I gotta have one on each podcast.
Yeah. That's part of our contract.
That's our summer contract. Yeah. Santana reference.
Great. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, let's bring in our guest. You just heard her commenting on our fucking hilarious Santana riffs. Really solid. She's so fucking funny. You can see her at UCB all the time doing a bunch of shows. She's on Big Time in Hollywood, Florida on Comedy Central and Clipped on TBS. Betsy Sodaro! Yay!
Yeah! What is up?
We didn't tell you about our kid box. Sorry.
I love that. Thank you.
It's a child box.
Are you having a good summer, Betsy?
So far, great.
Yeah?
What's been your summer?
Was everyone's summer jam? What's your summer jam?
Oh, shit.
Okay. I've been really... What's the name of it? I'm really into, like, dance music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've been super into, I gotta figure it out. It's called Never Sleep Alone by Cascade, who's like a DJ. It's great.
Okay. Do you like house music and shit?
Sometimes,
okay,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm like not above it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun and all you do is dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
And so I've been into that. And then Bitch Better Have My Money.
Right.
I'm a big Rihanna fan. Oh yeah, nice. Here we go. This is Never. It's a good song. It's a great song.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
This is Champagne on a Yacht music.
Right?
Yeah.
And then,
this is good summer, pool time, drinking music.
It's a great song. And then it gets, all dancey.
My summer jam has been, I've just been, I'm even listening to less music these days, which is depressing.
Aww.
I don't know why I don't listen to music. I, literally get in my car and I just listen to NPR. And I don't, but no, I should listen to music.
I'm never happy.
Me too.
I don't know what's happening in the news.
And you're happy. And you're probably happier for it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I should.
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm doing it. I don't feel like it honestly informs me at all. It's just like something there.
Yeah.
It's white
words
noise
in my ears.
Just gotta pop on some jams.
Yeah. I've been I cannot get enough of that Jason Derulo song. It puts me in such a good mood. It's it's too hard to sleep.
That's a good song.
I don't know that one.
First thing in the morning, pop that shit on. You're gonna have a great day.
I
need music. What is wrong with me? I'm not getting up and listening to music. It's just silence throughout the most of my day.
You gotta have some jams on. It'll make your whole day better. This is it.
Yeah, this song.
I think I'm
I don't know this
people
but
who's
like
just
I know this. It's okay. So it seems fun though.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun song.
Yeah.
I've been really into the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. They're this ska band from Melbourne.
Wow.
And I saw them recently, and they're a 40-piece band, but they only brought 12 of them over from Melbourne, and they were the most fun live show that I've seen in forever.
Think about the guys who didn't get brought over. They're pissed. Yeah.
Well, they used all
did
these...
Did they bring over just the guy who skanks?
Yeah, basically.
That guy, like, yeah. Somebody who's, like, actually making the music is like, fuck that,
dude. It's 10 guys on top of each other, on each other's shoulders, skanking. Yeah,
they're amazing. Their lead singer is this guy that's, like, his name's Nicky Bamba. I like a lead singer name.
A fun name.
Nicky Bamba. Nicky Bamba, and he's like a 60-year-old man that's in really good shape, and he just like looks like he's like every ska lead singer in like one person. He's amazing. He like wears really good like tight Fred Perry shirts, and he like comes out in a full suit, and he's just like meant to be on that stage. Yeah. Like that's exactly where he's meant to be, and he just like has these big hands that he conducts everybody with the whole time. They're like the most fun I've seen
that's
forever.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Highly suggest them. They're a total blast.
That sounds really fun.
They're a blast. And they have like four singers. And like, they're amazing.
These are all good summer jams.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't have a summer jam, Babs.
I've just been listening to the same music for like 10 years
okay,
straight.
Okay, but what are you listening to?
The same shit.
Like what?
Britney, Rihanna, just
I'm
the same.
Britney.
Yeah.
I mean, you're, it's good. You're sitting in the presence Tess is an unofficial Britney.
Tess got a fake ID to change her name to Britney so she could see Britney in Vegas.
On Britney Day.
There was like a day where they were like, if your name's Britney, you get to come see Britney.
Oh my God. I was like, I don't think you have to be a certain age. And then I was like, wait, how old are you?
No, and like when I was going to get my ID, I had never gotten a fake ID before. Like, I'm from LA and I had friends that went to Alvarado Street, but I had never done it. So I had to make myself look young enough that I was hoping someone would just ask me if I needed an ID. I was just wandering around Alvarado Street. Like,
what? And did you get one?
Yeah. This guy was just,
how much did it cost?
$70.
Does it look?
You're looking
you
at Brittany Murphy.
Yeah,
Brittany Murphy.
Wait, and you made your last name Murphy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. You might as well go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Her birthday's 420. She just went for it.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. That looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's not a bad ID.
It's not a bad
you
ID.
You guys, it's a terrible ID. It's a terrible ID.
I mean, the picture looks wild.
The
but
picture,
like,
they just photoshopped all of my hair out of it.
Like, the back part has nothing that's on a real ID.
They didn't even try.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but I have used it at, I got into a casino with this ID. I have used it, like, I forgot. One time I was flying and I left my actual ID in my jeans. And so I was already drunk and I was at a casino and I was like... Yeah. Like, it should have been, it works. And
that's,
you know what?
Amazing.
It's kind of a rush to like use a fake ID again.
I bet.
Yeah. People should have them.
Yeah.
In like
I'm
later
get
life.
A fake ID.
Fucking
yeah.
Get one.
Just get some fake IDs.
You just get a fake ID. This middle-aged woman has you sit at a folding table in this creepy storefront. It was hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It makes me happy that exists, because how many creepy storefronts are there in Los Angeles that obviously must be a front for something like that?
Oh God.
I drive like constantly. I drive through Koreatown to work and like I'm like, these can't all be operational businesses.
No. Oh no. There's that one store in Koreatown that just sells like life size animatronics that just move back and forth, and it's
wait,
like
really?
What do you,
whoa, what's
it's
that?
Terrifying. It's on Western and First,
okay.
And oh, at night God. It looks like a nightmare shop, because there's just like they sell like all the signs and stuff, and then they have these like animatronic
things. Yeah, I believe
that
one's real, because that sounds cool.
That's
I would spend my money on that if I
would.
Would you?
Yeah, I would too.
I used to live by that shit. It was terrifying.
That's awful.
Wait, can you? What are some examples of some animatronics they had?
Like a 6 foot tall panda bear in overalls that would just move back and forth with a
yes.
sign on it.
Wow.
But then they'd have like seven of them in a row moving at the exact same time. I don't like anything that moves in unison. It kind of really
That's
the pet peeve. Pet peeve of mine.
Fuck like an animatronic Santa. I want to get a panda.
Right? Because
yeah.
you
like
can use
a
that
low
year
red
round.
Panda.
Yeah, why don't more things have a panda in front of them?
Because I think it's cheaper to hire a Statue of Liberty than it is an animatronic panda.
I was wondering if humans were more expensive than the animatronics. So.
No. Sadly,
that,
I
there's
bet
nothing,
not.
There's nothing creepier, because like if for a while people were hiring people to stand
that's
outside with those
cool.
signs.
Yeah.
And now they've got those mannequins
just
that just have the fake... I haven't seen that. Where they have mannequins that have arms that look like they're waving signs.
They
they're
hired robot sign
insurance.
Spinners.
Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut was right, man. Machines are taking over.
So but this is so like weird. They're taking the jobs we don't want anyway, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. Man.
Unless your passion is that you're clerk. Unless your passion is that you're a sign spinner, though.
I think it could be a lot of people's passion. If you're good at that, that is a great workout.
Yeah.
And we don't really give them a lot of credit because I don't think I could do that.
I couldn't.
No, definitely
I'd get
not.
Too tired too quick.
Right?
Mm-hmm. My problem would be that I'd be listening to NPR. You need to listen to some jams.
You got to jam.
Barbara,
you
can't. I'm just like really surprised about this NPR thing.
Yeah.
I honestly, it's just like, you know what? I'm too lazy to listen to new music. That's how lazy I am.
I definitely rely on people being like,
listen to this.
You will like this song. Like, I'm not good at researching and finding it. And I, like, don't listen to the radio. I just only listen to, like, my iTunes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what's wrong with me.
And I just rely on my friends going, you're going to like this.
Right.
And then be like, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I think I like the radio. I like top 40 shit. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of country. Can I make you a country playlist? Maybe.
Please.
You need to go through a country
The problem
phase.
Is I can't listen to anything in my car because I don't have fucking the plug-in thing. So it's like I have to listen to the radio in my car. And
Start listening to Go Country 105.1.
All right.
There you go.
I'm in. This is not exciting.
I was listening to our friends with benefits playlist the other day just to make sure that there weren't the word love wasn't in any of the songs.
Yeah.
I've been like rolling around listening and being like, that song says I love you and just taking it out of the mix.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
And we made a playlist that you can fuck to that has no mention of love or romance.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because we don't want you to be in an awkward position where you're with, you know, you don't want that to come
yeah,
up.
It was yeah. everybody
what
contributed
we?
All
we
the listeners.
Yeah, we had listeners contribute. Oh my god, speaking of music, I have to say thank you to listener Jessica. Hooked me up with the Garth Brooks Best Of yesterday.
Yes. She sent it to you?
Sent it to me.
Damn.
Listened to it last night.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you can't get Garth Brooks anywhere.
You really so
can't?
Weird. Why?
You literally can't.
I feel like he's the one that you would get anywhere.
That's why
like
it's
at
like
a gas station
but
and
then
shit.
It's brilliant because like I haven't had that satisfaction of like wanting something so bad
not being able to get it.
And then listening to it last night because I've wanted this album for like 2-3 months and not been able to get it.
What?
Yes.
Lately I've been trying to especially not look up stuff if I see somebody in a show and I'm like, what are they in? And I try to just figure it out without looking it up, you know?
That's good.
It's like the one little thing I'm like trying to actually
it is kind of fun
use
to
my
like,
brain for.
To just be like, what if we did just try to not figure stuff out immediately and like we had to in the olden days of like,
yeah.
I don't know, you call someone and ask or like you go to the library.
That would be really a funny thing to do for a week. Every time you want to know something, you have to go to the library.
You have to go. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was looking up like examples of drawings or something online to use, and I was like, man, it'd be so weird to be an art teacher these days because everyone's just Googling like, oh, look at this artist, you know, and like Googling, looking picture them online. You don't go like look at any like the books that their stuff is in or in person. You're just
I was at the art museum actually on Saturday. I like just like went to the art museum and everyone there was taking pictures of the pictures that you could easily Google. Like, why? What are you going to do with a picture? Like, the whole point is to be here and experience it in person.
Because you got to tag that shit on Instagram, man.
Oh, you got to let people
that's what
know.
It is.
People got to know that you're cultured, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, at least take a selfie. At least take a selfie.
I don't know how to feel about that either.
I heard that they're trying to embrace that. Museums are trying. Where do you guys think I heard this information?
The New York Times, because I read the same article.
Oh. They're NPR.
That's the most NPR.
Oh, of course. some museums trying to get people to like make a game out of doing selfies because so many people are doing it.
Yeah.
They're like trying to use it to inform people now something.
That makes sense.
I did take a selfie in front of Starry Night because I thought it would be a really shitty move to do. And then I was like,
this looks great.
And I was like, yeah.
Where was that?
That's Amsterdam. In MoMA in New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they've got Starry Night and they also have a bunch of Monets. And I took a picture from really far away of me in front of a Monet, and I said, I'm a total Monet.
That's just punny, Randy.
Yeah.
That's just punny.
That's good. That's good.
Streak getting there. We're pretty good about it.
I mean, my favorite fine art, personally, is all the Minions, Mona Lisa.
Oh,
the Minions.
Everything.
Minions are
the Minion,
right now.
The Scream.
I don't know if people that live outside of Los Angeles have Minion fever the way the rest of the city
does. It's not as campy as bad.
I don't, I don't know. I was in Greece last summer.
Yeah.
And there was minion shit.
Really?
No way.
Yeah. It made it to Greece? In the middle of that depression?
And we were like on islands. We weren't, that wasn't even Athens.
No.
That was like Santorini and shit.
Serious?
Yeah. And I was like, there's light up minions at this bar.
Oh my God. What? That's so awesome.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
But they're like the Beyonce of like.
Of advertising?
Who knew?
What?
Who knew that would, like, from Despicable Me, who knew that, like, that character... Yeah. I'll tell you what, the aliens, the little plushy aliens from Toy Story are so pissed off.
Oh, they're
no,
pissed.
Man, the minions are way funnier. The minions have shenanigans up their sleeves.
I don't know any. Okay.
I watched the trailer. I was, like, at a movie and the trailer showed before it, and I laughed
See?
A ton during it. I was like, I gotta watch that movie. It looks funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, and it looks funny.
I put it out to like a few friends. I'm like, I mean, I kind of like would be down to see the Minions movie. And I've been ostracized.
I got an email from a friend and I couldn't go.
I'm sure the movie's good and I've heard the first two are good. I think it's mostly just the aggressive advertising that has been the hardest to take. It's just like, like I'll see it if I want to, but stop shoving it in my fucking face.
It is everywhere in Los Angeles.
I just remember that when they opened the Minions ride here, and everything they do is funny to me. Like they opened the Minions ride here in Universal Studios, and I remember they were running a radio commercial where the announcer was like, "Come visit Universal Studios and stuff the Minions full of bananas," and then the Minions were just like.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. You need to see the movie. Have you gone on the ride?
No, I don't think I would. I don't know when I would go to Universal Studios.
Okay. Oh, I want to go.
Okay.
I think they have that deal, buy a ticket, get a year.
You just
I did that like 2 years ago. Yeah. Where I bought a ticket for like
Did you go
40
multiple
bucks.
Times?
I did.
Really?
Because it was just fun.
Great.
And I had like a few of my friends did it as well. So it was just like we'd be sitting at home and be like, "You want to go on Jurassic Park?" And then we would always go to the Frankenstein parking lot and lie that we had a job interview.
Oh, that's so good to know.
And it would be like a car full of people be like, "Yeah, we're all interviewing at Hot Topic." And they were just like, "All right, I guess." And at one point they asked, they're like, "Do you have an email saying that?" And we're like, "Oh, shoot, none of us like got it." Or something like that. And the guy's just like, "All right, just go."
Then you could keep going back and be like, "I'm here for my shift at Hot Topic."
Yeah,
you wear,
I got
you all,
it.
You know.
Get all Hot Topic.
Yeah, get all Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Was it always fishnets. The same guy?
No.
Was it Frankenstein? He was running.
Yeah, they have Frankenstein do it.
That's a good tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how well it's if you can do it.
Sorry,
if
we're
you want,
gonna go for it.
I'm gonna throw this in as a plan B. If you go to the indoor skydiving place, tell them that you were there earlier and they said you were supposed to get a free parking pass. They'll give you a certificate and you'll get a free parking pass.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Why didn't I know all these tips before?
Yeah. You could also now like just Uber. It's so cheap.
Oh, that's true.
What about Bubba Gump Shrimp? Is there any tips for that?
Don't go.
That's the tip.
We just got appetizers and booze before seeing Jurassic World.
You gotta go somewhere.
Okay. It was really delightful.
Did you do Bubba Gump trivia?
No. I forgot they do that. I was like, what are you talking about?
Staple, yeah.
No, but we were having a blast doing the sign.
Oh, yeah, the stop, go.
Where they stop immediately. And you're like, yes.
That's, man, more restaurants should have that, the nonverbal sign.
Yeah.
That is really annoying, I guess. But is it worse than being like, "Hey, I need ranch from my Bubba shrimp
gotta
times.
Have more
I don't know,
ranch.
Whatever.
I got fried shrimp. They gotta go on ranch."
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
I'm gonna look up their menu.
Delicious.
I want to see what their puns are.
They got
puns.
Need
to know.
They got.
Of course, don't they have Bubba Gump? Like they have Forrest Gump themed food.
I was in San Francisco with my family after my sister-in-law graduated from med school, and my family
salad.
Yeah. What is it?
JF kale salad.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you, everyone. I work for Bubba Gump.
I mean, has anyone else really turned a movie into
no
franchise?
That's why it's so
amazing.
Beautiful, especially that movie. Like, what the fuck?
Honestly, I'm behind it.
Especially that movie.
Why did they have it in mind when they were like, "We got to put a
no way"?
Is Tom Hanks involved at all?
Must be.
Right? I bet he gets some money.
He's
for
sure
probably,
making bubblegum
right?
money.
Yeah, he's got to.
He's not a fool.
I'm not worried about him. And
No. I just like.
I bet, but he has to have gotten at least a small cut.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if they're constantly playing it and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I would think probably.
Yeah, he's got to be involved in
he's
that.
He's not
going to
get screwed.
Okay,
yeah,
the Run Across America sampler.
Okay.
That's not even a very good name.
That's pretty bad.
They're just like, saying stuff from the movie.
Remember that part where he ran across?
Yeah. Is there a Jenny Gets AIDS lasagna?
Yes, for sure is.
Lasagna.
That's. I think that might be the only one that has even a reference to the movie. Dixie Fish Witch? Forrest and Lieutenant Dan had one every day. Okay.
Lieutenant Dan chicken legs would be good.
Oh. I mean, actually, that is kind of like a dark movie to model a restaurant.
Yeah. It is. That's the thing.
It was like a very weird.
Lieutenant Dan's drunken shrimp. Oh, get him? Because he was an
alcoholic. Because he was traumatized by war.
Yeah, PTSD.
Oh, my God. Shrimper's Heaven. This
you
is
can,
just
you can get it done protein style or bun paris forest bun.
Be like,
oh shit!
God, they need more of that at their place.
We gotta go there and pitch them. We'll park in the Frankenstein lot, and then we're gonna pitch them all these ideas for Bubba
Gump. Got a big pitch at Bubba Gump, so let us park here.
I love that Mama's Southern Fried Chicken. I don't think that Sally Field was making food.
Chicken? I think she was.
She, I mean.
Mama Gump? You don't think she cooked?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Jenny's Catch. There's a whole section for Jenny's Catch. Jenny's Catch with lobster butter sauce. There's just.
There's a bunch of different seafood.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to.
Jenny is suicidal.
This is so bad. It's all just named after Mama. Mama's Best Strawberry Shortcake.
Well, because women are the cookers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They didn't even try.
Life is like a box of chocolate cake, and then it's just cake in a box.
They didn't even have that.
They didn't even try. They're just like,
they have chocolate chip cookie sundae. Why couldn't they have life is like
a box of chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
This is really pissing me off.
It's awful.
But it's not supposed to.
And I'm not going to lie. I want to go eat there right now.
I know, me too.
Like,
reading
all this, I'm like, God, I bet it's so good.
I think we should write a letter to them and resuggest new names for their fucking shitty...
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
we're going to do that. BRB.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Betsy Sodaro.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
Woo.
You guys feeling chill?
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually.
Man.
I feel pretty. Yeah. I feel pretty
I'm
good.
I'm a good temperature right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
My dad always used to get really mad at, you know, what's the gum commercial where they're like, your mouth is a steaming 98.6 Dentine
Ice. Icebreaker. Dentine Ice.
Yeah,
much,
right?
Much cooler. Dentine Ice. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad would just be like, no, your mouth, that's your body temperature. They're ruining science. He would like scream at the television every time the commercial came on.
So what, is your mouth temperature different?
No, they're just, it's just advertising copy that's supposed to make you think about your mouth being hot.
Right. Yeah. And then you want it
cool refreshing.
Down.
Cool
it off
down.
With some Dentine Ice.
Yeah.
Some Dentine Ice in there. Yeah. My dad just really hated it.
That's
I mean,
I've never seen him feel that way about
Let's
a commercial
ice
before.
Your dad, like with Smirnoff Ice, but you have to do it with Dentine Ice on one leg and then he's got to.
I can't even tell you how Chuck Posey would react to that. If you did that to Chuck Posey, he would be like, get up. You're embarrassing yourself.
If you iced him with Dentine Ice?
Yeah, or iced him in any way. I don't know what he would do.
Man, I would love if icing came back with dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ice a bunch of dads.
Yes.
Oh, man, my dad's sober, else he'd be so fun to ice.
You could Dentine Ice him, though.
I could totally Dentine Ice him.
You could definitely Dentine Ice your dad.
Wait, and what happens again when you ice someone?
You have
someone?
To pound you, it.
It's Smirnoff Ice, you get on one leg and you have to like present it to somebody, you have to trick them into finding it, and then they have to pound it.
Wait, you have to trick them into finding.
Yeah, so like I did a bad job icing Barb last summer. It wasn't what did I get?
I have no idea.
It was like a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It wasn't even a Smirnoff Ice. But we were doing like a song together and like a show, and I hit it like in the props.
Oh right,
so as soon as she saw it, she was supposed to be surprised and chug
and then
it.
You have to get on your or you have to get
you have
on
to get
knee.
On your knee and drink it. That's it.
So someone basically saying fuck you, now you have to chug a Smirnoff
and
ice.
It's awful. It's an awful experience.
My mom likes. My mom is not a drinker at all. Yeah. And like sometimes at Christmas she'll get Smirnoff Ice because she's like, "This is good." Aww. So next Christmas I'm gonna ice her.
Ice your mom.
My poor mom would probably just.
It's so bad.
She'd vomit everywhere.
Sugar and it's like disgusting.
Not able to handle that. I'm gonna do it, mom.
Do it.
Listen up.
Yeah, Sue. Here we go.
Watch out, Sue. You're gonna get iced.
You ready for it? Is it a sugary thing?
Yeah.
It's like soda, but with alcohol. It's
like you have one in your at least my stomach.
No, it's so gross.
You can't drink more than
I don't drink, so I don't know. But
I feel like when I was a teenager, because they're for kids. Gross. And so, like when I was a kid, when you're a kid, you...
21-year-olds.
No, they're for children.
Okay. Bitch beer or... Cheer beer, that's what it's called.
Yeah. But you used to, like, because your alcohol tolerance was so low, you would only have to drink, like, two.
Yeah.
And because they're actually quite lovely for
teenagers. That was the first thing I ever got drunk on was Smirnoff Ice at, like, 17. Yeah.
Could you sip it and would it be an enjoyable experience?
It's not bad sipping.
Yeah, like, it's...
But chugging it is horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
but even
fine.
Then, you could still only have one because they're so intense.
It's like, imagine if you could take maybe, like, a Ralph's brand squirt and then ferment that.
Ooh.
No.
Absolutely.
But a squirt
not.
Is so delicious. Don't fuck with a squirt.
You might
like it. You have to chug one.
I was chugging anything.
Yeah, it's like, would you want to chug one?
I would chug a squirt.
Then you might, if you drink, you might enjoy being iced then.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd want to get it over with. Is it bubbly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll stop asking questions about Smirnoff Ice. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you? I mean, it's called malt beverage, right?
Yeah.
Which? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
What is malt?
Because it's the same as like a Colt 45. That's a malt.
How come malt liquor isn't beer? Isn't Colt 45 just beer?
I thought so.
Yeah, but it's like a little bit higher percentage than it's malt beer.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I have no idea.
It just tasted like beer to me. I never really knew. I thought malt beverage was kind of like just that amorphous category where they're like, it's not really anything.
It's boozy. That's about it. I drank a lot of 40s growing up.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Is there anything like when you were a kid, like Friday night in a 40?
I'll still have like nights.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'll be like, I'm going to get a Mickey's tonight.
Yes.
And it's so gross. And everybody's just like, what are you
doing? The problem
with
it is I can't drink
a Mickey's.
I don't drink fast enough. So there's always like half of it that's just like nasty,
it's
like
gross.
Warm.
It's gross.
That's why you can't get to all of it.
Backwash Mickey's is the worst part. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it though.
Sell that. Somebody's buying that like used panties on the internet. Like half of a backwash.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Sick.
Okay, let's play our game. Let's get to know Betsy a little better.
Oh, my.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why?
Yeah.
You excited?
Big explosion there at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here are the questions. Feel free to answer them any way you feel fit.
Okay.
See fit? Feel fit.
Fitbit.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
right?
Does everybody say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever you want to say.
I don't know. These are different every time.
Okay, I'll just go right
off. That's mostly just us being lazy and being like, this is a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it is.
Okay, this next one's better, I think.
Okay.
Okay, next question. What is your plan when the apocalypse happens?
Oh, man. Probably shoot myself.
Right
really?
Away?
Yeah, I wouldn't survive.
You would just end it yourself?
I would just get to it quick.
How quick? Like, how much would shit have to be going down? Like, immediately?
Yeah, what level of apocalypse?
Like, I feel it probably, like, as soon as, like, my house is...
As people are, like, invading or something? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. Like, I would wait until I see them running by the windows or whatever is happening and be like, okay, I gotta kill myself.
Okay.
So you wouldn't try it all.
I wouldn't try to survive at all. I would just...
That's a good idea, because it's like, because well, then what if you end up being tortured, becoming a zombie?
Yeah, I don't want that. I just would be like, all right, let's just end this. There it is.
I think I would turn into a zombie probably.
There's so many different kinds of apocalypse, because it's like, is this the one that like,
is this zombie, is this water, is this gas?
Is it the Jesus one?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Okay, so do you wait until you see like the first beheaded person? Like, how do you know?
Hopefully, I would not. Hopefully, they would not get near my house. Anything
that's
would
the
get
thing.
Near my
I kind of
so
feel like that too.
Like,
where I'd like
chill in my house, be like, shit's going down, but I'm.
Yeah, but I'm here.
I'm chilling.
But what if you were like out in the world and you didn't have access to like.
Yeah, I'd kill myself. You know, I'd find a way. I would give. I would not be. I'm not a fighter, so I would immediately just be like, "All right, I'm toast."
Death finds
That's
a way.
That's so funny. Like, what like, if your friends like played a prank on you, like some zombie prank, and then you're like, "Ah!" I'm done.
I hope they don't, because they all know that's my answer. We were just watching World War Z, talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I and definitely felt that was zombie stuff where I'm like, if I felt that they were closing in, yeah, I'm done. I'm not fighting.
Really? No. Oh, man.
I can't fight. I can't either.
Why do I have such a strong fight instinct? I'm like.
Maybe you can then. You I have what? No instinct. I'm just
I
like,
can't
uh-uh.
tell. I feel like I would try to like get out and figure it out. But
I feel like I would fight as long as I could. But if they were closing in on my house, I would kill myself, but not until I'd set the house on fire so they couldn't fucking eat me.
Because that's
you.
Good. Fuck them.
I get yeah. the weird thing in my brain about like what happens to my body. Like, you don't get to fuck with my
that's
body.
That's the thing
when
is you
I'm
don't
dead.
Want your body out there doing zombie shit
not
you don't know about.
Yeah.
And then like your picture's on the front of the newspaper
that's
for
so
eating someone. Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's super embarrassing.
Oh my God, did you see Tessa's zombie body?
Oh my God. I didn't even approve on this Facebook pic.
Exactly.
That's like the ultimate.
My mom, I remember her telling us that, like, I have three older sisters, and telling us that, like, she was like, if we were on the Titanic, we would have probably been in steerage, and I would have just gotten you guys super drunk, and we would have all gone down on the ship. We were just kind of like... All right, so I think maybe that's where I
that's
did
where
it
you're
from.
Like, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
There's no need. I'll just get drunk and kill myself.
Wait, so she told you
happens.
That multiple times?
I feel, yeah. Like when we were pretty young, too.
That's so
like,
funny.
I just love that there's like no practical reason for her to tell you that.
Yeah, we were probably watching like Titanic or like A Night to Remember, something like that.
Yeah.
And just being like, I would have just gotten you guys really drunk and let us drown.
Been dead. Yeah.
And she'd like pass out and then drown. Like,
not a bad way to go out.
Yeah.
Right, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. She's just very realistic of like, we would have been probably poor Irish people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think on the Titanic, gosh, one of my biggest nightmares is like group panic, you know?
Mob mentality.
It's so scary.
It's so scary.
It's
so scary.
It's scarier than the actual event. And when you're in it, see, I'm actually pretty good in a crisis. Like, when shit goes down, this weird calm comes over me.
Okay,
and
yeah,
I'm
the
actually
same
very
way.
Good in those situations. But it's terrifying to watch other people not because you don't know what they're going to do or how
it scares.
That's the thing is I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I could probably have a plan or whatever, but that's the thing is you don't have any control over what these other
over everyone else.
Like when I was at the Hollywood Bowl seeing Harry Connick Jr., I kind of had a moment of panic.
Did not think you're going there.
Yeah, I know.
That's Barbara's apocalypse.
Is that 10 years of music?
You guys know.
I just end up eating your neighbor.
No, I just like there were so many people, and I hadn't been around that many people in a long time, you know.
Yeah.
And I like had that thought. I was like, all right, if something happened right now, and if an earthquake happened, and everyone freaked the fuck out, I would go through those bushes. Like, I had an escape plan.
That's good.
Yeah. At Harry Connick, because I was just like, I don't know. What's gonna
next time a good escape plan would just be not going to Harry Connick Jr.
But what do? Never go to the Hollywood Bowl again?
No,
you
got to
go.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's smart.
Yeah.
It's like with earthquake stuff. You got to know where you're going to duck.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's why I've held on to my Nutrisystem food in our closet, because we're like, it's supposed to last forever. And if we get in like if something goes down, we've got all this shitty food we can still
get
eat.
A bunch of grain. Shitty Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, Chef Boyardee in our
skinny
fucking closet.
Skinny lady Chef Boyardee.
All I have is water and various beans.
Well, you're fucked.
Anything.
That's what the, my friend Angela was engaged to a Mormon for a while, and his parents got him this survival kit because when they believe the end of times comes, like, everyone that is not Mormon will be gone. Like, we're just fucking gone. Mm-hmm. And then they live here until they pass. But so for that first couple of weeks, before they figure out how to work the Burger Kings, they need to be able to like eat at home. Uh-huh. So like their survival kits consist of like barley and beans and white rice and water. Okay. And so they just have these like, and you can get them from like the Church of Latter-day Saints. These like survival kits that are branded.
Like gourmet.
Yeah. But like not really. Because it's also funny because it's like white rice. There's no brown rice in it. Like it's like stuff that's like starch, but like not actually would stay filling with you. And you're like, but where does the fire come from? Like none of it is like pre-made ready to eat.
Oh yeah. Oh,
you would have to like find fire somehow for all of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, see? Wow. Nutrisystem, don't need fire, guys. Can get right out of the package.
Yeah, wait, what is that?
Like, it's like, it's some...
Yeah, I didn't know Nutrisystem lasted forever.
Yeah. Not forever, but it's like, it has shitloads of...
I do know, after my stepdad passed away, we had a bunch of his Nutrisystem stuff, and my brother sold it on Craigslist. I was like, you're insane. No one's going to buy used Nutrisystem on Craigslist. And someone spent like $200 on used Nutrisystem.
It's basically like a meal plan thing where they send you all your meals, and they, you know, obviously make it sound way better than it actually is.
Yeah.
And then they sent it, and I was like, oh, it is like adult Chef Boyardee. Like, it's just like little prepackaged like ravioli and shit, and like... But it lasts forever because it has like a shitload of preservatives in it.
Yeah, of course.
So like when I was like, I'm not going to eat this, but I'm going to save it because you never fucking know.
You never know.
So.
Yeah, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah. And we're going to look good during this apocalypse.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Just running from zombies eating my Nutrisystem. Yeah. The best I ever looked.
Oh, God. Ugh. Nutrisystem. Yeah, that sounds. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
the name of it's even awful. Like it sounds like the fucking.
It sounds like Skynet is the virus.
Yeah, it's like sounds like Skynet. Sounds like what's gonna take us over in the apocalypse. Yeah, like, welcome to Nutrisystem.
You can't eat something that has the word system in it.
No.
No.
No. I don't want to be part of your fucking system, man.
No Nutrisystem. Yeah, no System of a Down CDs.
No, I would eat System of a Down. They're delicious.
They have that song, Chop Suey.
Chop Suey,
Chop Suey sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's that, wake up.
Why don't they do trolls?
You want to.
That was like a legitimately, I really like that album.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. When I used to host karaoke, there was like this one tiny emo girl that would come and do that song and then she would leave immediately after.
Oh,
that's
so cool.
Yeah, I was like, you were exercising a demon when you sing that. She would crush it and then she would just leave. And I was like, I don't know what that means to you, but you needed to do this.
That's amazing. Good for her.
But to have that in your pocket, you just know you're a little bit above everyone.
Yeah.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
It's a serious crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I didn't expect the guitar. I don't know why I don't remember the guitar.
I thought it started immediately.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, this is not that song? Is this the wake up?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, built up to it.
Oh, great. Shit. Here we go.
Was this on TRL?
Yeah. It feels very
probably, right?
Like one of the last songs of TRL.
Right?
I want to know what the last song on TRL was.
I don't know. We're getting there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, my gosh. This is a ballsy intro.
They're a ballsy band.
This is like the most new metal I can handle.
Yeah.
Anything more than this, no.
This is like my one crossover.
Wake up.
You want to do. I don't think you trust. Oh my God. I forgot about this part. My.
All right.
Sunrise or suicide. Oh God.
And
that's how you kill yourself when the zombies
come. I'm going to sing that song and then kill myself.
Should set that to your alarm the day you're going to do it. Just wake up.
Such a chipper
I think
jay.
It's happening.
Oh, man. All right. Next question. When is the last time you treated yourself?
Oh, shit.
Girl.
God. I feel like I treat myself too much.
Yeah, I think I do it a lot.
Like, I...
Depends on what level.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe getting a steak last week, you
Ooh,
know?
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm gonna get a steak.
Sometimes you need one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that. I went to a bachelorette party this weekend where a private chef came.
Ooh. Oh, fuck
what
yeah.
What did he make?
She?
Excuse me.
She made, the main course was chicken parmesan.
Love a chicken parm.
With like this crazy good kale salad. I'm not a big kale fan, and it was great.
Nice.
And some pasta. And then like five different appetizers or something.
That's such a good idea for a bachelorette party. Yeah,
yeah, that's great.
Awesome. We were out like,
can we get a private chef or something?
Yes, yeah. I recommend it.
Should
for
we just
sure.
get one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be fun out, right? Like just one night to get one.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, technically we're all bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Because we aren't married yet.
Well, the bachelorette finale is on Monday.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Are you into the bachelorette?
I'm so into the bachelorette.
I know I don't need to pre-watch it, but I'm going to mainline it.
Just mainline it. Like, you can start probably like three or four episodes ago.
Yeah.
You
know? I will say though, the first few episodes are fun.
Yes.
Because it's when the that's most true. Guys are there. Right.
That's when they let all the drunkards
on. You're
going to
see a bunch of weird dudes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Would you guys ever want to be on a show like that?
I want to say yes, I would, but it would all be so for me and more as a joke, I think.
Right, yeah. I couldn't take it seriously.
Yeah. I would never be like, I'm going to find love. I would just be like, holy shit.
This is amazing.
How does this world work?
Yeah. It's the trippiest, most meta thing. Like, I don't understand, because a part of me thinks she really, at this point, has deluded herself into thinking that she's going to marry someone from the show.
Yeah.
They all do.
But that's what that's the whole point is, right?
It's a weird, like, social experiment of, like, 4-6 weeks or however long, all you are going to see are these people, and all day long, we're going to make you talk about these people. And
it's like a desert island thing. It is. She's like, these are the only men left in the world, so you better marry one of them.
But they're all really attractive, and they go on these like dates in castles and in helicopters. And then they act like she planned the date.
Yeah,
they should.
Like,
you know what
really
they need to do?
Day. You don't want to like learn how to do pottery. Like, you don't want to do that.
No.
They should do like a realistic bachelorette where it's like, a month of romantic dates, and then, you know, like, you're sitting next to each other on a couch, like, farting, and, like...
Oh, yeah. That would...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so epic, and of course you're gonna, like, fall in love, but then, like, you do the part where it's like, well, yeah, I'll try the real shit now for, like, a few weeks.
This shit is huge.
Yeah. That's when you find out if you really want to, like, be with somebody.
There should
be
a challenge where they have to fart in front of her.
Oh, my God.
To see how she reacts.
Has to take a big dump in a bathroom that's, like, 2 feet away.
Like, silence. Like, there's no, like, okay, you're staying at one of those hotels with like the shitty sliding door of the bathroom where there's still like
there's like
2-inch crack, and you're just like,
they
well,
like feed
I'm
them they feed them
you.
A bunch of Indian they feed them a bunch of Indian food in a hot air balloon, and then they end up there and they don't tell them that's about to happen.
That's like the ultimate test.
Definitely.
Shit. All right, I gotta take a big dump.
Betsy, where did you grow up?
For the first like 7 years of my life in this weird town called Torrington, Wyoming.
Okay.
That's like on the eastern border right next to Nebraska.
And why is it weird?
It's like just
really tiny.
Yeah, teeny, and
is it near Cheyenne?
Like conservative, like 2 hours.
Okay.
I want to say like east.
Because I drove
that.
Through Cheyenne last year. I just didn't go the other direction. Okay, cool.
But I don't really remember too much of that. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Colorado, Summit County, Colorado. So
I love Colorado.
Area. Yeah.
Nice.
Were you into skiing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Salt Lake and I wasn't into outdoor stuff, and now I'm pissed because I'm like, God, I missed out on all of it.
Like, our schools in elementary school, all of February would be winter activities month. Every Thursday and Friday, you got to pick like downhill skiing, cross country skiing, sledding, ice skating.
Why didn't we do that?
Snowboarding. And then
you got to snowboard at
Thursday
school?
And Fridays, you would go and like learn how to and get to ski all day long.
Are you serious?
It was awesome.
What about the kids who didn't want to do any of that shit?
I think they chilled in the library.
Okay,
and, like,
yeah.
Read
they were
or
library
something.
Kids.
Yeah.
Read some books. It's cool.
Yeah.
God, I had a... When I was, like... Awesome. I don't know why I got confirmed. I got confirmed at the... I think a bunch of my friends were doing it.
Into getting confirmed.
Come on,
yeah, like,
getting confirmed.
And I was like, wait, they go on cool trips and stuff. Like, sure. So I went to the skiing trip. I wasn't really into like this, into the church or anything. I went on a skiing trip, and my best friend the morning of didn't show up. So I was looking around, and it was just me on this church trip with no one that I knew on a ski trip.
What happened?
She got sick, and it was before cell phones. And so I was just alone skiing all day, and
That's
kind
of nice. Or, I mean, I bet it's awful when you're that young.
You're young.
Now that sounds awful.
Now
great.
I think
being alone now is great.
Yeah. I just remember like feeling like it was really obvious that I was just like on the chairlift alone, and I like ate shit a couple times really bad, and I like had no one to laugh about it with. I was just like,
yeah, there's nothing worse than tripping when you're by yourself and like everyone can just see it and you have nobody to be like, ha, it's fine.
Yeah.
You can survive any situation if you have somebody to look at and go, Jesus, what just happened?
Oh, God, yes.
As long as you have somebody else to like witness the horrible,
like bad shows. If you have a friend in the audience, they feel so much better because you're just like, someone saw what this world is.
Saw me really crash and burn.
Yeah.
Let's laugh about it.
Okay, but this last one, we got to do this last question. It's really important.
Okay. Why does anyone buy Gardettos?
Oh shit! I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I like them.
You're the one.
I'm the one person who does. And I will say, a lot of times I feel the bags are like dusty.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, at like 7-Eleven, we're like, all right. Gardettos.
I just like, I
don't know. I really just, I love them. I like those brown hard things.
See, everyone likes the brown hard things the most, but it's like, but the rest of it's so gross.
No.
You enjoy the other things?
I enjoy the other pieces so much.
Wow.
So much. Like the little thin pretzels are so good, and I feel just like buttery.
I
and
just
covered the, in like fun.
I think
dust.
It's that dust I don't like. It's too much of it.
It's a lot of weird dust.
Got a lot of weird flavor.
But it's
there.
So good.
All right. Well
I'm
you're
the
one.
That's
why I do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, we solved he's buying Gardettos, you guys.
We didn't know. We thought about not doing it, but we did. Yeah.
We are back, you guys. I'm Tess Barker.
I'm Barbara Gray.
I'm Brandy Posey.
And we're here with Betsy Sodaro.
Woo!
Got some sweet bachelor off-screen talk.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get privileged to that, though,
you guys. Don't get that, but I will tell you, I decided on the break that I'm going to put some money on the finale.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so it is actually money you can...
Yeah. I can put... my boyfriend likes to bet on stuff, so
perfect.
Sometimes I like... if I'm watching a game with him so that'll be interesting
great.
To me, I'll just throw $30 on it.
Yeah.
So I've learned that really ups the ante enjoyment.
It makes it fun.
Hell yeah.
It makes it really fun. I want to play some bets. Yeah.
All right. Talk to me on the show.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Do you think you could get your boyfriend involved if there was betting on The Bachelorette, or does he just like disappear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he'll totally.
Oh, no, he won't watch it.
Okay.
No. I mean, if I get him to put money on it, which I don't think I will,
what if you just had someone superimpose football helmets over the two guys' heads?
He might be into that. I mean, he bets on fucking golf.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, Bachelorette's better than golf, at least.
Who's even watched the whole golf game ever?
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
By the way, why are so many of my friends getting into golf?
Because we're getting old.
It's happening. Getting old, yeah. And it's like easier on their knees than...
Lord.
Well, and then like they feel like they can drink as long as it's golf.
Yeah.
I did get my boyfriend almost all golf themed things for his birthday because like he really wanted, I don't know, he wants to golf more, and like I got him like one of those indoor putting green things. Mm-hmm. But as I was giving him all the stuff, I was like, I know you're not like a middle-aged lawyer, and I'm sorry that this is all.
They love it.
Yeah, but it does feel like, oh yeah, that one dude, he likes golf stuff, you know. It just felt weird. He liked it, but I don't know.
No, I mean, it's, you know, it just goes back to that there's nothing wrong with being basic.
That's true.
Yeah. They like it.
Yeah, they're just being a little basic. That's fine. It's guy basic. Basic is golfing.
Yeah, it's guy basic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's funny. I think the golf demo skews younger than we all think it does.
Yeah.
Like, I've had friends who golfed.
Yeah.
For a while.
Me too.
It feels like it's just more and more right now, and I'm scared.
I think that the increase in the golfing population has to do with aging.
Yeah, especially within the comedy scene. Because also now, they probably did when they were younger, and now they actually have, like, a little bit of money to be able to do it again.
Yeah, because it's expensive.
Not, yes, because golfing's pricey. So, it's not like... They probably have always wanted to, but now they're finally.
They got that golfing money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, frankly, if I didn't think it was really boring, I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too slow.
Well,
for
that applies to a lot of things, to be fair.
I've never played, but I feel I would be like having a good time until like the third hole.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then you're like, I'm
actually,
done.
Honestly, probably till the end of the first hole because I'd be so bad and like this took me too goddamn long.
yeah
there's no results fun? Quick enough. I need some results now.
Yeah. But you know what I think I might like about it is again the drinking.
Yeah it's an excuse to like a long day of
I like
around.
Drinking with my friends.
I would like to play mini golf and then ride a golf cart.
But you hate games. And it's a game.
I know, so maybe I just wouldn't focus on the game. I wouldn't get weird about the game. I would just be in the cart drinking with my friends. That sounds fun.
And a golf cart.
Yeah. It's kind of like going on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like a boat. Except not on the... I'd rather just be on a boat, I think.
Yeah.
Than be golfing.
Well, let's just get rich. How about that?
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
This all sounds like we just want to do rich shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Let's do some lady problems. Yeah, this one's a jam.
Yeah.
Here's some dance music
lady,
for you.
Lady problems.
Oh, yeah.
Lady problems. Lady problems.
Thank you so much for sending in your lady problems. You guys have been awesome about it. If you have one, send it to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Or anything else, including fan art.
Fan art.
Oh, my gosh.
Also welcome.
Shout out to Tara, one of our listeners. She made us dolls of ourselves.
So she cute. Made us she a doll dolls. Wearing our three-person shirt.
It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Betsy, we have a three-person shirt. Oh, we said that as if it was common knowledge, but we have a three-person
shirt. That's awesome.
It's great. It's one of our favorite things. Oh, yeah. Dave will show you the picture.
Oh, my God.
It's great. It's in the process. It shows her cat resting on the yarn.
Yeah.
Whole thing. Thank you so much, Tara. And
yes,
we love to put that up in the glam cave. So.
Yeah. We have the best fans. Thank you guys so much. You're awesome.
So here is one from Kay in California. She says... I work in a male-dominated field with us ladies making up only about 10% of the field. I'm about half the age of everyone else in my office, and I guess I'm fairly attractive. Hate tooting my own horn, but toot toot. I am a strong believer in not dating where I work, it just because it makes it easier not dealing with rumors, or so I thought. I get along with most of the guys that work with really well. I recently started to carpool with a couple of different guys to big meetings that are out of the way. It makes sense considering that the guys I carpool with all live 60-plus miles from where these meetings are, and we all live relatively close to one another. Ever since I started carpooling, I noticed the other women at work are casting me off and don't include me in conversations, work-related or otherwise. I was never close with all the ladies at work, but there are a few that we could at least carry a conversation, collaborate.
Oh.
It's to the point that I'm not even greeted or acknowledged when joining a group of ladies talking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Now it seems as though they see me hang out with the guys and are writing me off as the village slut, which I am not. It has become quite obvious that they want nothing to do with me. I thought maybe it was all in my head until another coworker approached me and mentioned that they noticed the obvious silence as well. It bothers me mostly because I am damn good at my job. I've been promoted 3 times in 3 years.
Cool.
I don't know how to deal with the cattiness and jealousy. I can ignore it, but it really does make it for an awkward work environment. How do I deal? Do I save my rep amongst the ladies and stop hanging with the guys?
No.
Do I confront them on their iciness? Please help Iced Out by Ice Queens.
Oh, man.
That makes me so sad.
Well, I think a big thing, and this is like a RuPaul
thing,
is that it's all coming from them. It's all inside of them. Yeah. Whatever this insecurity is or whatever. It's all inside of them.
Yeah, it is. But it sucks because she's having to deal with the repercussions of that, which is always how it goes.
I want her to go on Netflix the next time, free evening. Watch the movie 9 to 5. Because you are Dolly
what a
Parton,
weird
bitch.
Movie.
That's who you are. You're Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Everyone ices her out in the office in the first half. And she's like, I'm great. What's going on?
I just watched that for the first
time. It's so weird.
They have like crazy dreams, like a huge dream sequence.
Yeah. Oh, really? I haven't watched it forever.
Well, it's great.
It's a blast.
Wait, so what does she do though? Does she win them over in the movie? Like, what happens?
Yeah. Now, in the movie, it's like, well, in the movie, they end up kidnapping the boss together. So maybe kidnap your
boss. There you go.
And then, group heist.
That brings everyone together.
Yeah, a group heist or a blackmail these ladies or something. I think it's great. Definitely take some.
I love the song.
It's the best song.
Oh,
it's
so good.
So good.
Listen to this song every morning when you're on your way into work.
But definitely know it's not you.
Yes.
No, but what does she do?
I think she does know that. I think she knows she's not doing anything wrong.
I think two options. You could go, one route would be to just be direct with them.
Yeah.
And be like, I really, if it's to the point that other people are noticing it, it's probably to the point where you can say something to them.
Yeah.
That's probably the better route to go.
What does she say though? Like, I don't appreciate how you guys are treating
me. No, I think it's more like,
hey, what's going on? Like, what's
up? You just ask him.
Or is it like planning like a lady day or something?
I say that too. Maybe like getting drinks or something after work. And then from that being like.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll just say no to her though.
They will. Because they're already being really passive aggressive anyway. Yeah. It's not like anyone has said anything to her. So they'll just deny it if she brings it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, they all think you're fucking the guys anyway. Start fucking them.
Oh, yeah. Whole hog in.
Yeah, just fuck all the guys.
Whole hog and raw dog. That's what I say.
Yeah, exactly. Whole hog, raw dog, film it all, send it to him and be like, yeah, I am fucking these guys, but guess what? Still doesn't mean you need to be a bitch to me.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're being so mean to her, even if she was sleeping with
you. Yeah, it's just weird.
It's jealousy.
And it's like, but because they're carpooling, because they all wanted to save money on gas, these girls are being assholes.
Oh, God. Well, so what do you do when people treat you like that?
Unfortunately, I think like a big thing is like a lot of women can be conditioned to think that there needs to be like only... Women are
only
taught
one.
To be like Highlanders. Like there can be only one of us at any given point, which is not true. Like there, we work better in teams and in packs
in general
anyway.
I agree.
So, I mean, unfortunately, I think it's definitely like an old school way of thinking where like people are like, oh, well, if you're the one getting all the attention, well, fuck you. We'll freeze you out.
It's
like,
wild. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old school.
I forgot they were older than her.
Yeah. They're older than her too. So they feel threatened by.
Interesting. They're absolutely threatened.
Yeah.
Promotions, which is rad.
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations. You're killing it.
Yes.
I
mean, so at the end of the day, it's kind of like, well, sucks to be them then, because it sounds like you're still succeeding career-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you miss the camaraderie, and it sounds like, yeah, there are professional things that you're missing out on because they're being horrible to you, but I think it's going to affect their career more than yours.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about this. She's got to deal with it every day. So
yeah,
it's
that's
like,
horrible.
Does she try to kill them with kindness, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Be a little extra sweet or something. It feels like something I would try to do. I feel like I would probably try to do that.
Yeah. And just like kind of make it be like, hey, hey, what's up?
Yeah. I feel like but I've done that to girls before. And then like if they're treating me like that, then they continue to just like.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
yeah.
I would just lay it out and just be like, hey, you know, I really want to be pals with you guys. I'm not sure what's going on. And I want to at least be able to work with you, you know.
Yeah. I could even do it on email.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a way to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, I think what Brandy said, and it's very ingrained.
Yeah. It is an ingrained
thing. So it's
thing.
Like, it's not always easy to just tell people, like,
I think
you should look at me differently and don't be threatened by me, you know.
Make them, okay, this is what you do, is make them start watching RuPaul's Drag Race and getting into RuPaul.
Yes.
And then they'll fucking learn what life is all about. Because RuPaul knows exactly everything that's going on.
That should be like a prerequisite for just citizenship is the entire Drag Race canon and what's the tea, at least three episodes.
Yes.
Also the WTF interview with RuPaul.
Oh, WTF.
That like, changed amazing. My life. Yeah, like it really did. It was just like, oh.
It's everything.
You are so right about everything. And like,
and then like, it's just, you can see it in the way he carries himself. Like he carries himself like a person who has just figured
it's regal
out.
Yeah,
it's just this very effortless grace.
I mean, it's not a bad idea to listen to that episode. I think it really is a lesson in being yourself and not giving a fuck. And
and RuPaul does actually talk about that a lot. And you know, one of my favorite RuPaulisms is if they're not paying your bills, pay them no mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a real
kindness
good one.
Is the new cool. That's another big. Another
oh
big
yeah.
One.
Yeah,
I like that too. Maybe. Plan
to Rue.
Yeah.
Rue.
Yeah, I gotta meet Rue.
Rue is always the answer.
Right?
Rue is always the answer.
Yeah. plan some RuPaul nights, you know, and invite everybody in the office.
They're streaming on Hulu some seasons.
I would do
I
it and literally
yeah,
invite yeah. everyone or invite the girls. Fuck, go, like, oh, honestly, go overboard. Make a girl night and be like, this is stupid that we're not hanging out. Let's hang out.
Yeah. And then that at least forces them to be the bad guy out in the open. You know what I mean? You know, at the very least.
Hopefully that would make them feel a little weird to be like, no. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Being weird.
Exactly. Like, if it's going to be passive aggressive, fuck that. Like, make it aggressive. Be like, no, I'm going to kill them with kindness by doing good things. And then they have to be the ones that say, no, fuck you. You know, like, make them at least say it. So it isn't this weird childish behind your back shit. You know?
I agree. I think if you watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise is coming up.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Everyone of all ages likes that franchise.
It's such a shit show. I love it so much. Oh, it's the perfect show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, set up a thing like that, or it could just be, drinks at the whatever, local whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try to reach out and bond with them a little bit. And that could go a long way. And if it doesn't, fuck them.
I think you make an attempt to kill them with kindness. Not even, you know, make an attempt to bond with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, keep kicking ass at work and let them stew in their own anger.
Become their fucking bosses. And then who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Their bosses and who cares? Make friends with the other dudes in the office. Talk shit about them. That's the best part of working in an office anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Is talking, gossiping about the other people in the office. So, you know.
And, like, make sure, you know, I don't know how hard you're working at your job, but make sure you are hanging out with, like, your girlfriends outside of the office, too.
Yes.
You know, like, make sure those friendships aren't suffering.
Surround yourself with
good ladies.
Positivity, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, it is just a job. And, like, you know, I always, something that always makes me feel good when I'm dealing with, like, shitty people is, like, I have to interact with you for maybe 3 hours. But you have to interact with yourself for 24 hours.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, a good thing to remember, to be like, oh, man, it must be exhausting to be you.
That's a great thing to remember.
Yeah.
Putting you through is probably nothing in comparison to what they're putting themselves through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So living with that toxic energy of, like, icing people out and just like, ugh.
Unless it's the fun icing, right?
Well, yeah. Unless it's the Smirnoff icing.
Maybe she ices them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ice your coworkers in the middle of a Monday.
Yes.
Ice them. They're gonna love you.
Oh my God. Well, we obviously that's the answer.
That's exactly the answer.
But why were we even?
Just way too long.
It was right there the whole time.
The whole time.
All right. Great. Well, I feel good about that.
Hell yeah.
Betsy, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, man. You can follow me on Twitter. My thing is @birdiesodirty. I didn't come up with that. BIRDYSODERDY. And then I'm in a bunch of videos on, like, Funny or Die and creamcomedy.com.
Oh, yeah. Cream Comedy's so funny.
Cream's
check out their sketches and stuff. And thank you so much for
being
on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for
everyone, have a nice rest of your summer.
Yeah.
Well, see you soon.
Bye-bye. Find a jam, Barbara.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.